Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Muckin' Fun Day. It's also the 11th day of January already, guys, 2021. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. The Word from the Trenches is hosted by myself, Henry Shively, and by my brother, John D., United States Marine fighting tyranny. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 and mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with JD and myself today. It is currently 35 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 39 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it's just staying pretty damn cold, but still, we got, I'm going to say 3 inches of snow. But it's melting back, and it's supposed to rain tomorrow, and I don't see the snow in the mountains. It's looking like drought. I mean, we better get some serious snow the rest of the year. That's all I can say. Excuse me. Good afternoon, John. How are things today out there in Nazi Joysy?
Good afternoon, Henry, as always. Over here in the northeastern seaboard state of Nazi Jersey, at about 95 feet above sea level mean, we currently have 42 degrees, 50% humidity, and a seditious gray sky. So it's a typical winter day out here. Not too bad. Actually, 42 degrees is a bit on the warm side for January. But anyway, I was just going to ask you, so anything interesting happening today?
Oh, man, is there interesting, I don't know, treachery, sickening, disgusting. It's going on like crazy. You know, I've got this Parler goes offline as Amazon pulls the plug on the conservative social network. And, you know, they've pulled up, told them, you know, they went to the servers, shut them off at the goddamn servers. This communist thing is completely out of hand, and they're working right now to break all communication.
Now, Henry, we talked about this. Remember, before, one of the first things I said was in 1917 revolution with Trotsky in late 1917. I'm not talking about earlier with Kerensky in early 1917. But when Trotsky came in with his violent group of Bolsheviks, the first thing they did was seize all the centers of communication.
Well, that's common tactics for invasion, isn't it? First thing you want to do.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and they're not the first ones. It's no brilliant move. That's what's gone on throughout all of history.
Yeah. And now you have, you know, all of the, you know, like Trump and company and all the conservatives. They're taking us down. Goddamn, they took us down years ago, people. Get used to the fucking idea. You're the one that stood by and watched them take out the people you didn't fucking like. You didn't mind that. And now they're coming around to get Parler. That's $1 billion. I guess they filed a lawsuit against Apple or one of them.
I think it was Amazon took them
Amazon,
down.
Amazon, that was it. Yeah, that was their server. And
Amazon even banned itself because one of its websites was selling some Trump stuff, so and it banned itself.
Oh, man. I don't like Amazon. I can go to hell.
How do we say that? Oh, you fucking idiots.
Yeah, that's putting it lightly. You know, they're acting all amazed, and, you know, Zuckerberg and fucking company, you know, fucking Bill Gates, the whole fucking crew, man, they should have been arrested a long time. They keep going, it's a private business. No, it fucking ain't. And then they come on and they talk about it's publicly traded. You cannot have a private business that's publicly traded. I mean, the things that they think they can just say, and we just don't know no goddamn better, I suppose. But once you sell your stock on the fucking stock market and go public, man, you're a public goddamn business, period. And you're operating under a public business license. And as that license is supposed to be issued by the fucking, you know, the state, or if it's a state or federal license, it's under the authority of the Constitution. And in the Constitution is that Bill of Rights that says you cannot do the things you are violating. And I love the way they act like only the government can violate the Bill of Rights and get to punishment. No, that's the law for everybody. I can't come and take your gun away from you. What would happen if I come to your house and said, I don't think you're safe with a gun, turn your gun over, and I point a gun at you and made you give it to me? That'd be armed fucking robbery, wouldn't it? Without a warrant? Without anything? I mean, fucking, and so, you know, like, these fuckers have been at that Silicon Valley. The people just need to march over there and just level that motherfucker. And I mean, those are the guys that need to be strung up first. Those fucking robber baron motherfuckers, unelected son of a bitches that are running this goddamn country. It's being run by the corporations because it is a corporation. Which it is not supposed to be. The fact that it is a corporation is in violation of the fucking law. When they made it a corporation, when they wrote that charter, they were fucking committing high treason. When they wrote that 14th Amendment, they were committing high fucking treason, and they fucking knew it. Like they know it today. You know, a lot of the people are stupid. You know, they fucking get in the clinch and they get scared of COVID-19 and everything. You can see them peeing all over themselves. But the goddamn government's made up of fucking lawyers, which are practicing private administrative and admiralty law in a private fucking system, wherein you are just a goddamn piece of fucking property under the 14th Amendment to be litigated. But of course they're going to, how long do we got to go? I mean, I can't believe that they take up, well, Parler, you know, that's a $1 billion one. And it's, you know, those two factions fighting, but, you know, it's like if you go to look, from the trenches up, we're fucking, tinfoil hat, conspiracy, right wing, fucking, you know, I'm dead. I'm feeling a lot better. I mean, just the stupidest goddamn shit you ever saw in your fucking life, but, I mean, the bottom line is they can punish you through accusation. And that is where the Bill of Rights comes into play. Because there is no due process of the law. It's just like the pricks at the store telling you have to put a mask on. They have no such jurisdictional authority. At any rate, we're going to jump into this Parler goes offline as Amazon pulls the plug on the conservative social network, if that's all right with you, John.
Yeah, that sounds good, because it's really reflecting what's happening across the board. I mean, this is a particular instance that you're going to be addressing, but it's crossing the board on all the social media sites.
And never forget, it was this fucking occupational foreign Zionist controlled government that turned our fucking internet that we created over to the goddamn control of the Chinese that are supposed to be our worst enemy. We'll be right back.
Go to his head, his wife's aggravation, you soon end up dead. That's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. It's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. Shaved and looking loser, you played with my gun. No smooth to face the lawyer, to get you undone. Say love.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively
and John D. Anyway, here we go. Parda goes offline as Amazon pulls the plug on the conservative social network. This is from RT. It was sent in by Mary for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Parda has dropped offline after Amazon kicked the conservative-friendly site off its hosting service. I mean, can they do that now? I guess maybe they bought up all the services. The fucking Zionist fucking Jews, huh? In the early hours of Monday morning, following Apple and Google's move to block the fledgling social network over the weekend. See, Corky always talks, well, just form another one and form it, you know, just so you form it. And then they fucking have the controlling mechanism, them fucking Jews. They have taken control of the fucking internet. The internet was fucking wild, man. You know, when we first got into this, there was no censorship, you know, there was fucking, in fact, even the big boys like fucking, Google and fucking Amazon and, YouTube and all, they were against it, remember? They were against any censorship. Now they're the robber barons and they are fucking censoring. I mean, they're actually saying what you can fucking read. And it is a violation of the fucking supreme law of this fucking land. The pricks in the goddamn corporation know it. They're operating under the Uniform Commercial Code where that Bill of Rights isn't connected, you see. But they can't because the fucking Uniform Commercial Code is a violation of the 9th fucking article. You cannot create a contract to get rid of them rights. They're unalienable. Got it? I know you've created billions of contracts designed just for that purpose, but none of them has the effect of law because they cannot, because they are in violation of the law. Parler has dropped offline after Amazon kicked the conservative-friendly site off its hosting service in the early morning hours of Monday. On Monday morning at 3 a.m. Eastern, Parler, the social network site popular among American conservatives, was taken offline after Amazon pulled support, claiming the site was allowing, quote, threats of violence. There's threats of violence, don't you know? In the wake of the deadly riot. This is thought control, people. I mean, I want to say, fuck you, I'm going to kick your ass, that's a fucking threat of violence. No, you can't say that. You can't say, you got to walk around like in 1984, and I read the books and seen the movie, but you know, everybody just fucking walking around with their faces pointed forward, you know, they'll tell you, say who can have, if you can have contact with a woman. I mean, it's just, this is fucking the fucking communism being fucking thrown, they're trying to shove this down our goddamn throat. And we got to regurgitate it right in her face and then put a bullet right fucking behind it. This is against the fucking law. It's easily proven to be against the law. They know it's against the law. And yet they do it, just like these governors making these fucking arbitrary fucking law. Well, it's the law. I'm declaring the law. That's what a fucking king does. I mean, you're not even talking about going through the motions of these corporations. I mean, they've thrown their judiciary their fiduciary responsibility aside. They keep that hat laying there. They keep that hat laying there in case they have to put it on to do something like this stupid shit that they're talking right now about fucking impeaching Trump or fucking enacting the 25th Amendment to have him removed for incompetence. I mean, God, oh fucking mighty, we see you, all right, we know you there, communists. And if the Trump-tards take off those red fucking hats and throw them a fucking way, pick up that fucking Bill of Rights, we can put an end to these motherfuckers in fucking short order. We can have Bill Gates and fucking goddamn Zuckerberg and the rest of those son of a bitch and Silicon fuckers hanging and just tried and hung. If we force it, we can have our goddamn courts back, people. We forced the issue of having them in the first fucking place with the fucking Bill of Rights being ratified. When the Bill of Rights was ratified, they had to have the common law courts because there was no other jurisdiction going to be allowed in this country. The only other jurisdiction there was the Admiralty mentioned in the 5th article, which goes to land and naval forces. I mean, you have to be fucking in actual time of war and a member of active militia for any of that law to fucking apply to you. If it's not a fucking uprising by the what's supposed to be your own government, which has been infiltrated by goddamn foreign nationals carrying god passports with two fucking countries on it. This is beyond insanity. I mean, they talk about the intolerable acts about, you know, back when the revolutionary, with the intolerable, this, you talk about in fucking tolerable. This has become a fucking agitation 24 fucking hours a day. I mean, it's fucking in everybody's fucking face, and I gotta believe that everybody's fucking sick of it. But yes, the next thing they have to do, we said it all along, they have to take the internet out. The internet's, God, it will be probably go down in history that the internet was what stopped the fucking New World Order and the fucking, put the Rothschilds on a fucking gallows. Because, I mean, they're moving pretty quick. But this move, like with Parler, is so that they can litigate. So conservative talk. See, they're not talking about all fucking words, because we're not conservatives, and we're sure as hell not liberals or progressives or anything else. We're fucking backers of the Bill of Rights. We are American nationals, individual free sovereign nationals, and we want our goddamn law that we put in place and fucking forced as the supreme superior law of this fucking land that it is. And that's not going to change. And then the more you try to violate the procedural due process, the more of you that are going to get shot until this thing can pop. I mean, I'd love to fucking see it. I'd see it just like everybody just say, fuck this shit, out the door, fucking just start killing them. And come clear across the goddamn country with it. Drive them out of this fucking, make them fucking, I mean, when they go down into the goddamn hidey holes they've dug across this fucking land, fucking cement their fucking asses in. I mean, this shit has, I mean, goddamn, what they have made life a fucking misery. And otherwise, if, you know, living where you've grown up and what might have you, and having woods and stuff and fish and stuff, I should be living a pretty happy fucking life, but I'm not, because it's all been fucking taken away by someone who without authority to take it away. By the fucking aristocrats, Tucker Carlson was talking the other night about the ultra rich better realize this is what he said. He goes, we look like them. Not you, Tucker, you rich little fuck you, little fucking slimy shill. But this, I mean, he's putting it out there, you know. He's saying, you know, we look like them, and they hate our guts because we have the nerve to think we're as good as they are. Because we're not, because, you know, we didn't join the fucking Masons or the fucking Skull and Bones and fuck somebody in a coffin. I mean, we didn't join none of their freak fucking groups. I mean, I think about back into the days of the colonies with those fucking powdered wigs. What a bunch of goddamn freaks. Fucking freaks, man. That's what wealth and too much wealth and too few hands fucking does. It makes diabolical fucking maniacs out of them. Because they can't get thrilled. Go ahead.
You take away Tucker Carlson's goddamn salary, he'll be commenting on your website the next day. I mean, that, you know, it's all, like you said, man, it's all about the cash. Nothing else.
Well, yeah, he's been a deep plant just like that. What the hell was that son of a bitch's name way back? A few years. Oh, man. I'll never get it. But I mean, you know, come in and tell you a whole lot of truths with, you know, just that little poison. It's like when he was talking about this, and still he had to come in. He goes, his big story was that the COVID-19, which we know doesn't exist, and there's still, you know, they got the global syndrome going. If we keep saying, oh, there's more. There's two COVIDs now. But now keep saying three COVIDs. Make the lie bigger. Make it bigger, bigger, bigger. But then that's when you see the Tucker Carlsons for what they fucking are. That dirty son of a bitch is sure as he knows what's going on out here. And he knows what's going on out here. He knows that the COVID-19 does not fucking exist. But he's doing tells some truths that really piss people off. Like the fact that these fucking rich fucks think that we don't exist. You know, we've talked about skinning them and seeing what the goddamn hell the difference is between them and us. But the bottom line is Tucker, old fucker Carlson, he goes and he says, no, here's the big deal. Here's the story, you see. It didn't come from a goddamn food distribution little shit thing there in Wuhan, China. It came from a lab right nearby there. And that, I mean, see, just to him saying that makes it like it exists. It doesn't exist. And nothing you can say, fucker, Carlson, or any of you prick deep, you're the deepest ones they got planted. You're down to fucking 9% approval. Now, if they're down to 9% approval and the goddamn Congress is down to 11% approval and they say it right on television, where is your fucking consent to be ruled? It isn't there now, is it? Congress has 11% fucking approval rating. I mean, they're representing 11 fucking percent of the population. That is not the consent of the fucking governed. Not by a long chalk. And they keep, well, Democrat, this is democracy. This ain't no fucking democracy. This is a fucking republic with an emphasis on the rights of the individual. And to suggest collectivism is fucking treason. Every fucking time. And to go invite and vote in these corporate-sponsored fucking fraudulent fucking elections, they are a fraud. They cannot exist. The ninth article is supreme fucking ratified law, the highest law in this land. And it says they cannot exist. They cannot have powers to write down on a piece of paper and remove a right. They cannot trump our rights in any fucking way. It's under this emergency act that we put. Oh, an act? Did you run that past the fifth article in the fucking original constitution? And did you get that fucking ratified by all the fucking states that they were going to fucking abide by that? By that bullshit? You did it with an act of treason. Every one of these fucking acts, the gun control acts, all of these fucking acts, the fucking Volstead Act, acts of fucking treason. You can't change the fucking law without going through Article 5 in the original bill, in the original constitution. And you sure as hell can't violate the people's fucking rights in any legislation that you put forth. Like your fucking asset forfeiture fucking, legislation. See, they just legislate this. This is a handful of pricks that are supposed to be beneath us. And I don't have the fucking power to fucking, to come and just pull you over the side of the road and take your fucking shit. No, I think this came from drugs. And you don't have the power to do it. None of us has the power to do it because we are all under the constraints of the fucking law of this land. It is law, law, law. It is the Bill of Rights. And it constrains every individual fucking sovereign in this fucking country. And even if somebody's sitting in a fiduciary, which doesn't exist because it's a CEO, it's a fucking board of CEOs because they fucking unlawfully chartered a fucking corporation and replaced the fucking republic with it. It's fucking null and void. It's no good. It's fucking all fraud. Every paper that's been signed since December 16th, because before December 15th, you see, they had they'd done it unlawfully, but they'd claimed original jurisdiction through a government Supreme Court, and they put a government goddamn, attorney general nobody can sue nobody. Nobody can exercise their fucking rights to redress a grievance under the first article unless they have the permission of the state through a fucking one of these state attorney general, federal attorney general, or a district attorney. No! As individuals, we hold the fucking exclusive right of arrest and prosecution of a fucking, we hold the only goddamn jurisdiction. And what they're doing now is, I mean, they have spread this federal fucking lie across this fucking country. Federal fucking judges setting and corporate judges admittedly appointed by an unlawful corporation. There is only one way out of this, people. And you better be seeing it because, I mean, these motherfuckers are marching forward. And you can see old fucking Biden. They're all getting mad. They just cannot wait. They're chomping at the fucking bit. And now there'll probably be some ruckus on the 20th in fucking Washington. Who knows? I heard reports that's the reason that the parlor was shut down, because these people were planning like 70,000 of them marching on fucking D.C. armed. Is that an armed demonstration there, Ammon Bundy? Or are you taking your guns down there to fucking take the goddamn fucking government back? Which? Because I say it's the former. It's an armed march. Guns are illegal in D.C. How can that be possible? We have a Bill of Rights that is supreme law above any fucking law that D.C. can make. that says that those fucking rights are an fucking birthright of an American national. You can't take my fucking birthright. You with your acts, of treason. See, if they had to run asset forfeiture through the fifth article of the fucking original Constitution, and it would go to all the people across the land, and they'd say, oh yeah, they can deny you procedural due process. It would be shut down immediately, because it is a blatant violation of the ninth article. No such power can ever exist. We were guaranteed, for as long as the sun shines, as long as the grass grows, as long as the wind blows, the government would never, look at their arguments in the Federalist Papers. We have no power to get into your lives. We have no power. We have no, we have no army, no police force, no force at all that we could even use against you. You people are the force. You people are the fucking United States. You're the jurisdiction. You're the only ones that can prosecute. You are on a par with the crown heads of Europe. You bend a knee to no fucking body. But wait a minute. That ain't how it turned out, is it? I mean, from the fucking get-go, it was corrupt fucking goddamn politics of these son of a bitches. See, they came from goddamn England. They knew how to put together a fucking steal you, fucking enslave you fucking system. And they hated the thought of a fucking Bill of Rights, which made the people the supreme authority. With the supreme jurisdiction. I don't care how big a fucking, they always talk about Nancy Pelosi. She's a powerful woman. She's a power. No, she ain't. She's a fucking clerk. And she is out of line. She has committed treason more times than I fucking can count. And by the law of the Bill of Rights, I'm supposed to be able to go into that jurisdiction and arrest her ass because her fucking actions have affected me personally. I bring her out in her personal capacity, in her individual capacity. And I take her to court, and she don't have the government to fucking back her. She can't. Government can't come in a common law court. That's the people's courts. So she has no, what she's got is her and her fucking mouth and her no memory, no fucking little thing in her ear telling her what to fucking say. And then she would have to come up in a common law court with 12 whores or 6 whores and 6 ditch diggers on the goddamn jury, and she would have to face my fucking allegations, which are prima facie. I have the documents here. Did you sign this? Is that your signature? Oh, that's the only question you really got to ask. Is this your signature? And then hand the treason to the fucking to the jury to read, and she signed it. Did she do it? She commit treason? Yep. Well, I know you probably some decent people, but goddamn it, we got to make some examples here. I want to hang her, and so it's the call's on you, jury. But I think she should be hung. I think a bunch of them should be taken out and fucking after they're convicted, they should be taken out, and put up against the wall, and executed with fucking gunfire. We got to get it through these fuckers' heads that they do not, they have not enslaved us. They will not subjugate us. And they need to get the fuck away from us. They need to get the hell out of this country. They need to get us the fuck out of these world trade fucking deals. We can shut down this goddamn country. Isolationism, you goddamn right. Nobody in the world has any fucking thing we have to exist. And even during the fucking so-called Revolutionary War, that was the attitude. Everybody went and said, fuck England. We won't buy anything from you sons of bitches. We'll make our own. And we were number one people. We were number fucking one. And then the all you people that been going out there and voting and buying this fucking bullshit from the stupid box, look what you have led us into. I didn't do this. I unregistered vote. I refuse to be a part of it. I have given no consent for this fucking misery that you have allowed by giving your consent, by staying a registered voter. You see, just fucking not going and voting doesn't do it. You have to get off those fucking voter rolls, because that voter rolls, it puts you as a voter, and then the son of a bitch that owns you, that owns the certificate of your fucking enslavement, your fucking birth certificate, which is traded on the world market every day, that's who fucking does the voting. That's why that's why they cannot do this insurrection thing. That's why they're having, all this, Trump, I'm sure he'd love to do it. But again, that's a can of worms. I mean, you open that son of a bitch up, and then listen, what are we going to talk about next? The 14th Amendment? How can that fucker be? It says I'm a subject, but I'm not a subject. I've been free all my life. I was born. Everybody here is born. Every man is born with a fucking God-given right of to life, liberty, and property. And it was outlined and fucking made into ratified, written fucking law in 1791. It was all laid out. This is the fucking law. This is how we hold our rights. This is how come they can't touch him, because they have to go through this fucking, they have to do it as an individual, because we govern ourselves, and they have to go, and they have to provide each fucking clause in the procedural due process, and they have to come up with a decision from a common law court. That means there's nobody comes in like Nancy Pelosi. She's powerful. She's got all these huge fucking international communist organizations behind him. She's got billions, no doubt, in the fucking bank. And she's powerful. You don't want to go up against her. Why? If we go into the fucking common law court, we are fucking dead fucking equal. We have the exact same fucking rights. And I have the right to prosecute you, Nancy Pelosi, in the common law courts that our people were guaranteed. It is our rights that are being stripped from us. It is our liberty. It is our freedom. And if we don't, by God, stand up and fucking start using that second article, the last resort. We're to the last fucking resort. And you're probably not going to use it until it's fucking actually at your fucking door. It completely amazes me. We'll be right back.
Take your brain.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Shiloquin, the state of Jefferson. We'll be right back.
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:41 Pacific Time, and that was Hogjaw. Get some. Let's get this over with. Just fucking do it. That is the worst part of this whole goddamn thing, is just the milly mouthing and the motherfucking what they're going to do. Hey, Blooming Thaw, when they fucking came in the goddamn Capitol, I didn't see you out there punching anybody out, you little punk prick. They think you could take my fucking gun from me? You sons of bitches. At any rate, it's time for the tactical report, so I'm going to turn this mic over to my brother, John D., United States Marine fighting tyranny. It's all yours, brother.
All right, Henry. Hopefully I'm not cutting in and out because I saw my computer skipping around a bit here just as we were going into break, so I'm hoping I don't have a problem. So if I start skipping, just let me know.
I'll do it.
All right, thank you. All right, let's get moving. I'm John D., U.S. Marine Fighting Tyranny. This is the Tactical Report. It is January 11th, 2021, 1542 Eastern Daylight Time. That's 342 to all you civilians out there and to all the retards who still think the courts will fix this. Yeah, that's who's going to fix all this. For you imbeciles, Mickey's little hand is past the three, and his big hand is pointing at the thing that looks like a little snowman. Actually, just past it. All right, let's get moving. I got a few things to cover here, and of course, we've got a lot of potential activity coming up this week. I mean, I, despite the fact I don't give a rat's ass about Trump, I couldn't give a flying rat's ass about Trump, but I would love him to see invoke the Insurrection Act, because part of that's going to require that he has to arrest the people he is accusing of the treason. And, of course, that's going to be the leadership of the Democratic Party, at least for a start. And he's going to have to state why. And that evidence is going to have to be put in the public domain. That's what I want to see. I don't even give a shit if the Democrats are put in jail or the Republicans. They should all be put in jail. I'm just interested in seeing the information flow into the general public, which is just going to show it's just a fraction of the crimes they've been committing all along. Anyway, let's get moving here. Let's do a quick fly over to financial markets and let's see how they're reacting. Right now we've got gold at $1,845 an ounce. We've got silver at $24.91 an ounce on the New York spot market. Down in the fraud indicators, we got the Dow Jones Industrial Average currently up 56 points at 31,097. U.S. dollar index is just a hair over 90%, and crude oil is down 23 cents at $52.01. on the New York spot market. Over in the gambling device called cryptocurrencies, oh, look at this. Oh, so sorry. Bitcoin down $6,000 just today. I guess somebody's cashing in right now. And it's at $32,300, but there is a lot of activity, so that number keeps jumping around quite a bit. That's just what it is for about, a second, and it changes. So that will be different by later this afternoon and by tomorrow. Ethereum is down $260, and it's under $1,000. Litecoin is down $46 at $124 a coin. All right, I wanted to just cover that quick to see how the financial markets are reacting to everything that's going on. Right now, don't forget about the COVID scamdemic and what they're going to do, what they're going to bring here. They're trying right now in Britain, and they're putting the story out like this over in Cryptogon. Britons are highly likely to need COVID vaccination every year for foreseeable future. Now, this was out on January 10th. That came out yesterday. But remember I talked about this in 2014, 2015, when they were trying with the MERS and the SARS and the West Nile. And I said at some point, if they can get this off to the right level, which they couldn't back then, but they did this time with the COVID-19, they're going to set up interstate restrictions on interstate travel, then the quarantine camps, then they're going to mandate the vaccines, and then those vaccines aren't going to prove to be as effective as they thought, so they're going to require a second round of vaccines, then a third round, but with each round, of course, they kill off a certain percentage of the population. And here you go, people, they're already telling you, yeah, when we give you that first round of vaccines for all the people it didn't kill, yeah, you're going to come back 6 months to a year from now, and you're going to get the next one, and we're going to see if that formulation kills you. And if that doesn't, well, we've got all the next ones coming after that every 6 months to a year, and we're going to keep doing it until you're dead, because that's what this is about, people. going on? I just want to skip through a couple of these quick because I want to get to the main meat of what's been going on and what's going to be happening this week or could be happening this week. Over in Investment Watch blog. Now, Jim Rickards, he's a CIA shell. But every now and then, he kind of hits the nail on the head a little bit. He certainly has inside information. That doesn't mean he actually ever shares it with us. But I do think he's correct in this one. All the major currencies are in the same sinking lifeboat. Gold is going to $15,000 an ounce. Stocks will drop 60 to 80% this year. And I, because remember, all the currencies are all fiat currencies. And as Voltaire said in the 1700s, all fiat currencies go to their intrinsic value of zero. And that's going to happen, people. At some point, that will happen, even to the U.S. dollar, as some dumb people call it, the U.S. dollar, or more correctly, the Federal Reserve note. All right. I want to mention this, and this is over up on our website, too, if I can get it to come up. Ah, it doesn't want to flash. All right. How about that? Let's see if I can. Oh, here we go. Now, we got this over in our website. And, of course, the timing of this report, given that all the news agencies are going to basically ignore it for what's going on with the so-called impeachment proceeding, over in Red Pilled, and there's several outlets that are carrying this story, FBI quietly releases 284-page report on Nancy Pelosi's corrupt father, exposing her brother as a repeat child rapist. And it goes on and on, because you got to remember now, Nancy Pelosi is not a first-generation bureaucrat. It's generational now. It's dynastic for Pelosi and her family. That is, crimes, high crimes of treasons and misdemeanors are dynastic. It is generational for Nancy Pelosi and her family. And then when you read a little bit about her father, the first thing that comes to your mind is, what a scumbag. When you read about her brother, the first thing that comes to your mind is, what a scumbag. When you read about Nancy Pelosi, of course, the first thing that comes to your mind is, what an ugly scumbag. And they are. These people are committing treason day in and day out. But I like this. I just want to mention that report, and we do have it up on our site from thetrenchesworldreport.com. So if you're interested in finding out a little bit about these scumbags, that's an interesting one. I like this. Now, it has not been done yet. We've been having these reports all over the weekend, and if it has been done, why hasn't it been announced publicly? So I'm going to go with Henry. Me and Henry exchanged a couple emails on this, that it has not been done because we can't find any corroborative statements or reports on it. And, of course, that is, has the Insurrection Act been activated? Now, over in the Liberty Beacon, they have an article about this. Has the Insurrection Act been activated? And I like just the first paragraph. I'm just going to read the first paragraph, which doesn't talk about today's impeachment proceedings that the Pelosi and the leadership of the Demoscopic Party, the slime, the international Bolsheviks called Democrats, and their march against conservatives, which is really against America, against the Constitution, but that's not the real crime. It's the Bill of Rights. They've got to get rid of the Bill of Rights. They've got to get rid of that due process of law, because once they get rid of that, guess what? They got to get rid of your gun ownership. And then when that's done, wow, how much easier is it to get you into these quarantine camps and get that first round of vaccinations into you? And, oh, that didn't cure you, but I see you didn't get well either, so we're going to have to give you a second round, then a third round. Eventually, they'll get to the needle that kills you. It may take a little while, or as already has happened to some people, the first needle kills him. But let me just read this first paragraph here. Has the Insurrection Act been activated by Donald Trump? By Roger Landry. I would like to start off by saying, I would like to start this off by saying that none of this info should be come as a huge surprise to anyone who has been connected with the reality and responsibility of responsible media for the last 5 to 6 years. The reality should include issues like Uranium One, the Iran deal, billions in cash, Hillary's server, Benghazi, Biden's Ukraine, and China's pay for play, the COVID-19 plandemic, 9/11, and so much more that I could literally make this a book just describing the cumulative issues that could make this not only a possibility, but an absolute necessity. And so he goes on talking about some of that stuff, but I like the opening paragraph at least, because he's acknowledging some of the stuff that we even forget to mention from time to time. I mean, when's the last time me and Henry even mentioned Hillary's server or Benghazi or Uranium One? We certainly have talked about them in detail when they were occurring, but there was so much treason going on day to day to day, we can't even get back to revisit some of those issues sometimes. But they haven't gone away, and it's still treason. So I just want to remind people of that, and by 12, and maybe you want to take a look at that article over in the Liberty Beacon. Has the Insurrection Act been activated by President Trump? And at this point in time, I'm going to say, just not no, but hell no, because I'm sure we would know about it if he had. But let's see what's going on here over in the Gateway Pundit. Warning, do not attend armed protests at state capitals before inauguration. Possible sinister plot hatched by radical left to take away your gun rights. Now, we can play this in the two camps. It's a genuine warning. You know, if you go to your capital, whatever it is for your state, you go there and you're armed, they may turn that into a false flag and use that as an excuse to say, you know, we've got to take away people's firearms. Or it could be that these people are don't want you to go to the Capitol and exercise the only option left to take control of this country, to get it back, because it has been stolen by the international communists. This is a coup. We watched a live coup occur from November 3rd to January 6th, right before our eyes. That was an absolute coup d'etat. And there is only one option left, because there's no court system's going to fix this. There's no judicial decision. There's no vote. There's no law. There's no fucking police department in this country that's going to be willing to undertake the corrective actions necessary. And that's going to require people with their guns going to take these people, put them under arrest, read them their fucking charges, put them on trial, and when they're found guilty, you have to hang them for treason. That's the only option left if we want to save this country. That's it. There's no middle ground, no gray area, nothing left to discuss, nothing left to negotiate. That's your option. You're either going to fight or you're going to give in, and you might as well stick your arm out and let them stick the needle in you right now. Anyway, I saw this article and I said, you know, you could take that either way. My attitude is they're trying to convince people to stay away. Violence isn't the answer. It's never the answer. Well, it only works for the fucking government, right? When the government wants to enforce its tyranny, violence is always the answer, isn't it? Well, guess what? Violence is the answer, because that's all they've left people with.
John.
Yes.
At Lexington and Concord, I mean, they should have done, you know, they negotiated it and just, you know, they got to keep their guns and everybody was reasonable, and the British turned around and marched back to Boston and just were wrong.
Well, the colonists were wearing their little douchebag masks, that's why.
Uh-huh, and they weren't violent.
The British saw it and they said, oh, look, they've got their little medical masks on and they're not being violent. Let's go home, guys. We were wrong.
Exactly. This fucking country, this country was born in violence. The people who fucking, that fucking fought that war, they were called terrorists. They were called insurrectionists. They were called every name in the fucking book. But the bottom line is there's no insurrection we have to put up with here. We don't have to fight an insurrection against an insurrection. All we have to do is take the law into our own hands, which belongs to us, which we're supposed to execute. It's not only our right, it's our duty. All we have to do is do our duty, and this shit is gone. That's what blows me away. Think about it, Trumpers. Throw them fucking hats away. Get a copy of that Bill of Rights. Once we have that fucker back until it is the law of this fucking land, we all get what we want. And you won't even have to have permission from the state to have a goddamn business. You can do it within the common law. But you don't get all the government goodies. You don't get corporate welfare for 240 fucking years. That's the problem here. That's the problem with the uniting of the people. In a common cause, pick that fucking Bill of Rights up. It belongs to each and every one of us. Each and every one of us has skin in the game with it. Sorry, John.
Nah, no problem, Henry. I mean, to say we have skin in the game is an understatement. We live here. Our families are here. Our homes are here. Our way of producing for ourselves and our family are here. I mean, this is our country. And if they've taken it away, what do you have left? Oh, that's right, nothing. All right, let's get moving here. Now, let's see what and again, I'm not a Trump supporter. I don't support any. They're all fucking scumbags and liars. I just see an opportunity here for at least finally one of these high-ranking politicians, because he is the so-called president of the United States, to actually just put out a fraction, a teeny tiny bit of the evidence about the crimes that have been being committed against us, not just in the last week or month or year or decade, but centuries. this will go back. But at the very least, he can put some of it out there and start waking some of the Americans up who aren't sure what's going on because they're fucking stupid. Anyway, let's see what they're doing to kind of mute Trump. Because remember what the communists do. The first thing they got to do is they have to mute and vilify the opposition. The very people who are trying to expose their criminality, they vilify them. And let's see what this says over in RT, Russia Today. This is the international news. Trump must be jailed for inciting deadly Capitol riot, former White House communications director Scaramucci says. Well, this was his former White House communications director. And he's throwing Trump under the bus. And again, I don't care about Trump. It's just, it's funny that at one point, I'm sure he went begging to Trump and thanked him so much for the job and everything else. But the moment he's not getting paid anymore, well, Scaramucci, I guess he saw fit to throw him under the bus. Yeah, I'll jump in with the communists who are getting away with it because they're going to pay me better. That's what he's doing. Going on. Take a quick look at this. And now they're not just going after Trump, but anyone associated with him. In fact, conservatives in general, as they call them. And I'm not a conservative, I'm an American. But they call all those people that just won't go along with the international communism, that's who they're really calling conservatives right now. Over in Sputnik News, New York State Bar Association opens inquiry into stripping Rudy Giuliani of his membership. I mean, they're even going after Giuliani. Trump's personal lawyer has faced severe censure for having defended the president's statements that the November presidential election was stolen through massive voter fraud. However, his last speech before the violent insurgents on Capitol Hill on January 6th was apparently the last straw for the New York State Bar Association. You betcha. Doesn't matter that he had a shitload of actual evidence they couldn't dispute. Notice what they wouldn't do. They wouldn't allow it to be entered into the court records. They just threw it out without ever looking at it and said, oh, look, the case was dismissed due to lack of evidence. Well, of course there was lack of evidence. You never allowed the evidence to be introduced. Reminds me of the trial of Galileo when he had the nerve to say that the earth is not the center of the universe, which was contrary to church canon. And, oh, the church was in trouble now because it was wrong. So they went after Galileo. They had a mock trial. And Galileo says, look, if you look at Saturn, or it was a Jupiter or Saturn, there are moons around it. The moons are going around Saturn, not around the center of the universe, which you said is Earth. And what did the Board of Inquiry, what did the church, I forget what they called it. It was a church board. It was their legal inquiry. I forget what they called them. Galileo told him, says, look, I have something here called a telescope. If you look through it, you will see the moons circling around Saturn. And what did they say? We don't need to look. We know they're not there. And with that, they found Galileo guilty. We're right back to the fucking 1500s, man. Holy shit. Anyway, let's go on what this says here over in Station Gossip. Secret Service investigates death threats made against Mike Pence by pro-Trump lawyer Lynn Wood. Well, now it's getting a little interesting. It says here, a pro-Trump lawyer banned by Twitter is being investigated by the Secret Service for calling for Mike Pence to face the firing squad. Lynn Wood, a Georgia-based conspiracy theorist. You know, the moment you start actually putting the facts out there, notice how they call you a conspiracy theorist? The Georgia-based conspiracy theorist and high-profile Trump supporter had his Twitter account removed on Wednesday for a series of provocative tweets, including saying that the Capitol riot had been staged by Antifa. Oh, well, there's some of your conspiracy theory people. Wood then switched to Parler, the free speech platform, to continue the rant. Get the firing squad ready, he posted. Pence goes first. Well, he never said he would shoot Pence or that anyone should just walk up and form a firing squad and shot him. What he's talking about is you have to put him on trial for treason. When he's found guilty, shoot him. But I like how they went after. Now, I love how quickly they went after Lynn Wood just because of a statement. Yet, when Giuliani, Trump, the Trump legal team, when they had reams of uncontestable evidence which showed the election fraud, where was the Secret Service? Where was the FBI? That's right. They were too busy buggering little boys and girls. Going on. Over in Zero Hedge, House Dems introduce articles of impeachment against Trump. Have the necessary votes. Now, I'm just going to read a couple of the items on these impeachment articles. The article is expected to be introduced Monday, that's today, by Representative Cecilian Liu, that is a nice Irish name, and Raskin, and has more than 200 Democratic co-sponsors, you know, traitors. Let's see what this says. The key sections are, and we're just going to drop down a little bit, get down to the key sections. There, he reiterated false claims that he won this election, and he won it by a landslide. He also willfully made statements that, in context, encouraged and foreseeably resulted in lawless action at the Capitol, such as, if you don't fight like hell, you're not going to have a country anymore. Thus incited by President Trump, members of the crowd he had addressed, in attempt to, among other objectives, interfere with joint sessions' solemn constitutional duty to certify the results of the 2020 presidential election, unlawfully breached and vandalized the Capitol, injured and killed law enforcement personnel, menaced members of Congress, the Vice President, and congressional personnel, and engaged in other violent, deadly, destructive, and seditious acts.
John.
Yes.
Yeah, you remember the clip of the Chinese-looking guy when they were doing the Antifa riots? It might have been in Portland or one of the places back east, and he stood right there on nationwide television and said, "We are conducting a communist revolution," but that's not sedition. You know, you know what I'm saying? But these Antifa that were planted there, they go in and they fucking go into the fucking Capitol whorehouse, and that's sedition. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you got somebody telling you.
And don't forget, we got the video. We had it posted of the Capitol cops opening the barricade,
yep,
bringing these people in. They didn't break in. They walked right in. And, in fact, a couple of Antifa members that were breaking the glass at the front door were pulled down by the Trump supporters saying, no, don't be doing that.
But exactly correct, man. And I have no mercy on the Trump supporters because they're backing a goddamn corporate communism. And they can't. And I mean, there's...
Oh, again,
that's just as plain as the other.
I don't support Trump. I'm just happy to get to, you know, the...
I know.
I just want the nature of the crimes that have been committed against us to get out there. That's
all. How about the notion that there can be fucking sedition? Now, if that was sedition, what Trump said, then by God, when a Chinaman, I mean, he said he was born here, but he's standing in the middle, I mean, in the middle of a crowd, burning down buildings in a fucking city or town, and he says we're conducting a communist revolution. I think that's sedition too.
Well, Henry, never let the facts get in the way of a good communist story. Oh my God, you know, we've talked about this. We're in bizarro world. We used to say that back in 2016, 2017, that I used to say, if you think strange things are strange now, give it a couple more years. You're going to be in such a state of being upside down, you're going to think it's bizarro world, and here we are. All right, let's take a quick look at a couple more headlines over in. Now, again, this is just to show you the level of treason and sedition and the control they have of these organizations over in the Gateway Pundit. PGA, you know, the Professional Golf Association, whatever it is, PGA announces it will strip Trump Bedminster Golf Club of the 2022 PGA Championship after Capitol Hill chaos, which, of course, he really had nothing to do with. But I love it. Now you got the PGA stepping up there because they can tell the president, you know, what they're going to do and what they can't do and everything else. I mean, it's just insane. Stupid, but insane. Going on over in Breitbart, the continued decimation of what they're calling. Remember, when they use the word conservative, what they're really saying is anyone who's against the international communist overthrow of this country. They're really lumping them all into the term of conservative now. That's really what they mean. Going on, Wall Street banks freeze political donations after Capitol Hill riots threaten pro-Trump politicians with blacklisting. So now they're coming right out. Wall Street Bank coming right out and say, hey, you support Trump. We're going to blacklist you because of your political belief. Now, I do believe there are a whole slew of federal laws that specifically tell banks that they can't do that or any organization. You can't discriminate against someone because of their race, religion, or political beliefs. Oh, but I guess all that's out the window, too. Well, you're damn right it is. Going on. Last one here. I like this. Over in the Liberty Beacon, U.S. Supreme Court refuses to fast-track Trump's election appeal. They said they might get around to it in a few months. Because, you know, Well, the Supreme Court just doesn't see any reason to actually just put it against ahead of those other cases, which really have no meaning as far as being whether they're looked at now or a month from now. There's no real rush to those, but you know what? They'll get around to it eventually, you know, 5 months from now, 6 months, or maybe a year from now. So they just refused to fast-track Trump's election appeal because you would think that, you know, had a little bit of priority. Not with the communists, because this is all part of the cover-up. This is part of the steal. This is part of the overthrow of this country. And there is only one out. You've heard Henry talk about it all the time. You've heard me talk about it all the time. And if you think there's any other way, just go down to the local CVS, ask for your injection now. Tell them you want your COVID-19 injection, because that is your death shot. That is your lethal injection, and it'll be over for you. But for the rest of us, there is no gray area. You're either going to fight, or they're going to turn you into slaves and either bring you over to the ditch or put that needle in you, which will kill you just as quickly or almost as quickly as bringing you over to the ditch. There's your options, people. Anyway, unless there's any questions or comments, I'm going to hand this back to my friend, my mentor, and my vaccine buddy, Henry Shively. Going once, going twice. Okay, on you, Henry.
Did you take a picture of your Band-Aid on your arm?
Yeah, of course. You know, I'll get the injection, like Pence, I'll get the injection in my left arm and have the Band-Aid on my right arm.
Well, they had Uncle Joe Biden. He was supposedly taking his second shot, and they went big old to-do going to him and everything, and he's just standing there. Oh, he already took it. And then he put his coat back on. I never seen, it didn't show shit. That son of a bitch. If those guys get anything, it's saline solution. This is a kill. I mean, we've been told by enough people. We know it's a fucking kill shot. We know they're coming to kill us. And they want us to die a miserable fucking death. Don't forget that when the time comes to fucking stand your ground and run. Drop that shiny fucking gun in the dirt and run. You better make that motherfucker talk. You better fucking fight like a goddamn savage if you ever want to see your fucking grandchildren and your great-grandchildren living in a free country where they have the liberty to own property, where someone else doesn't fucking tell them what their fucking will is and doesn't tell them what to do from the time they get out of bed until the time they go back to bed. You better get ready and you better fucking fight. And hey, we're getting, us guys, I mean, we're ready, but we're getting older. We can't just fucking wait. What, you're going to wait around until we die? Die on the vine, and then you can say, well, there's just nobody talking about it. No more. Well, yeah, fucking 10 fucking years wasn't enough, huh? It's time to stop this shit. It is so blatant, and it's getting more blatant every day. But I tell you, I think I'm going to be proven right that it ain't going to start until it's at their goddamn doors, and that's why we're going to lose 2 million. Because you're going to have to, because the way you're going to make them have to start this shit. Because it's going to have to be fucking single people doing it. Single individuals fucking fighting as single individuals. Because you can't get 3 people together without 2 of them being FBI agents. Because you're stupid. I mean, the way I see people operate, man, it's just, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, like these people, when you do see a plan for a march, like the shit on fucking DC or what might have you, or the social media, goddamn everybody in the country, instead of, we used to be fucking clannish people. We used to be a fucking people that you started a feud with my family. And it's not going to just fucking end with you fucking killing or hurting one of my fucking relatives. That's when it just fucking begins, and I see how many of your relatives I can fucking hurt, and it really ain't got nothing to do with nothing more than enforcing the fucking law, because you took away my right to settle it peaceably, and you sent me to the fucking second article, because it is my ultimate fucking right to defend my fucking rights with deadly fucking force. It is our right to enforce that fucking Bill of Rights with deadly fucking force. And they are making no bones about the fact that they are trying to remove our procedural due process and every other right that we have in complete violation of the will of the people. To claim they have the consent to rule is bullshit. 11% approval of Congress is not consent to rule. It's just a fucking a pack of fucking assholes that fucking, I mean, why, how did so many people come out and vote? If the, I mean, if, and I think that, Congress is as low, the executive is as low, the whole government. I mean, you're down in single digits of fucking approval of what they're doing. How did so many people come out to vote to keep them doing it? It's those fucking political parties. And now a lot of you people went up there because you're going to, Trump is going to throw all the aliens out of this fucking country and build a wall in China. Japan was, Mexico was going to pay for it. And everything was going to be fucking groovy, and you fucking fell for it. But that, come on, guys, it didn't happen. Every time you go out and vote, I mean, you look back and things have gotten worse. And they're going to keep getting worse because they are not for you. They are the international elite. They fucking despise you. They wish they could kill every one of us in one fucking, if they could kill every one of us today, we'd be dead. If they could take our guns today, they'd have them. Don't listen to this shit. I mean, this mainstream fucking lying pricks like, oh man. Like every fucking lying prick on the goddamn TV. That's all they're there for. I mean, they removed the law that said they couldn't use propaganda on people. They've been running propaganda productions ever fucking since. And we're up to today. And they do want us to kill each other because they do not have what it takes to take out the largest army on planet Earth. And they fucking know it. So this COVID thing, it's going to get, you know, it's about right when people about got it just stomped down. Everybody's just going, fuck this shit. It's fucking, well, there's new COVID. Did you hear? There's one in Africa, there's a new COVID, and there's a one in England, new COVID, and it's all, let's go, let's go. Well, get the fucking, I mean, let it loose. I choose to take the natural immunities. I'm in one of the highest fucking risk fucking categories there is. And I'm not wearing no fucking mask, and I ain't taking no fucking death shot. Your corona is fucking bullshit. And everybody fucking knows it. And sooner or later, I mean, each time that you come back and tell the lie, oh, the people might put their mask on, but he wore it 10 days the first time, he wore it 5 the second, and then three times, and then just threw it off, said, this is fucking, I mean, how many COVIDs are we going to have? As many isms as we had? I mean, when this fucking 9/11 fucking false flag went down, oh, we're going to have to get used to living without some rights, don't you guys know? That's what happens when somebody invades you. And the government that was supposed to be put in place to guard your rights steps in. What the fucking first thing they do? The Patriot Act, and remove your fucking rights. I don't think this is what we fucking bargained for. In fact, I think it has been fucking infiltrated. I think it has been removed unlawfully in violation of the highest law of this fucking land. And we better get to enforcing our fucking laws, people. I shit you not. Anyway, we're past the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And I mean, shit, I don't have to sit here and read this and explain. I mean, it's so fucking blatant that it defies fucking, I mean, it is intolerable. It has come to, these are intolerable fucking acts, and that is The Word from the Trenches.
Take care.
Later, bro.